Vaughn, I have a crazy story that I'm sharing on the show today because, you know, problem no dey finish.
At all.
And Nigeria problem plenty. but this is something that a lot of people are probably currently dealing with, right? So there's this 28-year-old woman. I shared this story the first time last week, Thursday, on Eyewitness, right? She's 28 years old. She's been quite lucky at life. She's the last born in her family. She's the one that the family is always disturbing for money. And she meets this guy and she manages to buy some land years before she met this guy. And she built something there that is giving her rent from 8 tenants, you know. And, you know, she's doing okay. She has a decent life, you know. And the guy is living in a rented apartment. The guy has a car. He's driving and they've done their introduction. And so they're talking and revealing each other's quote unquote secrets to each other. And she says to him, "Oh, this is what I have.
I'm a landlady, bro."
Yeah, you know. And the guy says, "Oh, okay, that's nice. Yeah, I'm working towards that. But I have a 3-bedroom apartment and moto, you know. But I'm working towards being a landlord, you know." But she says, "Oh, I noticed that his demeanor changed, his demeanor changed." Mm-hmm. And, you know, but I didn't think much of it.
Maybe it made him feel a bit emasculated.
I don't know, but my guy Sha went home. Sha came back one night after they went on one date like that, and now called on the phone and now said, "Okay, here's what's gonna happen, my boo love. The land that you bought, that you have that building on, you're gonna change the deed. The deed is gonna go from your name to my name, and then after we marry, the account that they are paying the rent inside, you're gonna change it to my own account. You know, that's how to show that you're a good woman." And my girl says, "Well, we've done introduction. Traditional marriage is on the 28th of December, so this is really urgent for me." Mm-hmm. "I don't know how to tell this man this isn't co-possible without sounding feminist. I don't want to get into that part of the conversation," mm-hmm. but I'm quoting her here. Says, "How do I tell this guy co-possible without, you know, rocking the boat? I'm about to get married to this guy on December 28th.
Well, Sandra, the answer is right in her face. I don't think she wants to face it.
Okay.
But the answer is right there.
But come on, is her fiancé's request out of order?
Yes, please. Yes. Before you came into the picture, I already had my life figured out. I already had property. So because you are now marrying me, I should change. Okay. So if the roles were reversed, mm-hmm. would he do that? That's the question she should be asking herself.
Now, how many men do that?
Exactly.
Very few men do
you
that.
Know,
but women are often expected to
do
it.
That's
how you show that you're a good woman.
Which
submissive.
Is unfortunate, Sandra.
Is
I mean,
unfortunate?
If I were the lady, I'd tell the guy, "You see the way you just went that day? You shouldn't have even come back. You should have just, you know,
Yo,
kept
it's
going
easy
like
to
that."
Talk. Her traditional marriage is on the 28th of December. That's in a few days.
Sandra. A man who gets emasculated by the thought of you making more money than he, mm-hmm. Is not a man.
But what happened to two becomes one? What happened to what is yours is mine and what is mine is yours?
That's the thing. What is yours is mine doesn't mean I should not carry what is mine and I give to you like, no, sir, no.
No, but that's what a marriage is. Marriage
is yours,
coming
is
together.
No, Sandra, it is in that coming, see, eh? Mm-hmm. You see that coming together? Mm-hmm. It is when we have come together that whatever we purchase as an entity, we can now say, what's yours is mine, what's mine is yours, because we together are doing it. It's not something that I brought in from, you don't know how I ogologo, you know, something I did before I even came into the picture. And you're now saying, well, no, sir. I beg, Sandra. Personally, the answer is right there in her face. But again, it's left to her, because if I were she, I would have said, "Brother man, I love you. Jesus loves you. Just bye."
Your trad is on the 28th of December.
I will call it off, Sandra. See,
you've already done introduction.
That introduction can be disintroduced. Jesus. It's not hard to break introduction. I just go, "See, I'm so sorry I brought the wrong person to you. This introduction is over. Go your way, I go your way. To your tent, O Israel." And we'll move on. Because at the end of the day, what would she be teaching her daughters? I mean, we're trying to break away from the mindset of women, you know, being forced or pressured into being unnecessarily subservient, of feeling like without a man, they're incomplete, or even if they now have a man, without doing this or doing that, they are lesser women. We're trying to break away from that mindset, Sandra.
And you're saying that by doing this, she's continuing
exactly.
the cycle.
Exactly. So what is she going to tell her daughter who comes to her one day and says, "Mom, so I was at school and I was reading this book and this guy just walked up to me and said I should give him that book by all means."
But But if we're saying that, you know, don't do it with your husband, I mean, you have to trust that your husband will treat you well.
Sandra, from even in the first place, we have not married though. You are showing your true self. As in just that I reveal to you that I have so and so and so, you're already feeling somehow. We have not married. You're already showing me that this is the type of person that you are.
Right.
I can't trust you. Even with my tooth. Even to sleep, I can't.
Lagos.
Even one day you now smother me with a pillow and be like, Sandra, have you not heard when a husband killed his wife over property? These things happen.
Lagos, join the conversation. 0700993.
I even have a headache right now. Kilo day.
If you're a woman, call us on 01465-7190. We talked about this thing last week Thursday for about 30 minutes, and I promised you a full hour on this subject, right? And as president of Hard Facts, I keep my campaign promises. So let me read you the woman's story again. Let me read it to you word for word. She said, quote, "I graduated at 20. Did my NYSC and got a job where I was paid 250,000 naira monthly. I was my parents' last born and my elder ones are doing well, so no one disturbs me for money. At my workplace, real estate agents came and briefed us about land issues and how we can pay installmentally, which I agreed to do. It worked. It took me 2 years to finish the payment. And with God's grace, I have about 8 two-bedroom and parlor self-con. I am 28 years old and I'm about to marry. Traditional marriage fixed for the 28th of December. We had a date 2 Sundays ago where we discussed and opened up about ourselves and our secrets. That was when I told him I have a house with 8 tenants in it. I can tell from his expression he was surprised. He told me that he has none, but was working towards it. He has a car, lives in a rented 3-bedroom apartment, and is comfortable. But why am I writing this to you? It's that yesterday night, my man-to-be called and requested that after marriage, the deed of my house should be transferred to his name. The account number to pay house rent should be to his account. And that this is how a woman should be under a man. I found it strange, but at the same time, I don't want to sound feminist to him. Please, only introduction has been done. If I'm going to be married to him, how do I convince him it is not possible?" End quote. Lagos, now the matter, where the ground be that too. I won't hear with you, Fee. I won't hear with you go talk. Do you think that the fiancé's request is in order? If you don't think that his request is in order, what do you think she should do? Remember, her wedding is on the 28th of December. That's a little over 30 days from now. What is she going to do? She's 28 years old. 01465-7190 if you are a woman. If you're a man, 0700-993-993-993. We're streaming live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also streaming on YouTube. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. We've got WhatsApp as well, so feel free to share your thoughts on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Shola is up first. Shola is no gudu. Hi, Shola. Thank you very much for calling us.
Hello, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well.
Please, Yvonne, God bless you. This thing hurts my body. Excuse me. Number one, a wedding is not a marriage. It might be a lifetime commitment. If the guy's not doing it like that, you have issues with marriage. I will walk away without looking back. And I'll thank you for letting me know the kind of man I was about to be hooked up with. How would he ask me to change everything to his name? For what reason? That kind of man would be that one so subservient to that relationship that you lose her identity in that marriage. If I'm right, don't go and introduce that introduction. I'll walk away. If I was 40, I would say the same thing. So, the end of the issue. The issue that the man is 40. And the issues will continue to pile up when they get married. Like when they have been struck, we'll have our money, we'll have our life, we'll collect our salary, and then we'll buy the new car that's coming in the house. So, even if my personal, if they hurt my body, I will walk away very fast. And say, thank God for this mighty deliverance. Let me go to 22. I'll find the man that has the correct head. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Shola, for calling. Kevin Isolo, good to have you on the show.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening, Sandra. Kevin.
President Sandra. I go on you one outside. See, why do you provoke this type of issues? You want to scatter this field, eh?
How am I scattering?
Yeah, because these things happen every day. Yeah, it needs management. But what I want to say now is that that guy didn't play his card very well. It's not the way the guy is used to do it. He's too faster than his legs.
Okay.
Yeah. In the first place, it shows that he's a lazy guy.
Okay.
A lazy guy. He's a gold digger.
Okay.
Because no matter what a woman has before you marry her, you must stick to your objective of marriage. Why do you want to marry? Are you marrying for property and wealth? Or you want to create a family where you'll be in charge? He's gradually selling his manhood at dignity. He would have ignored whatever the woman had.
Okay.
And assume they're starting afraid they want to build a family.
Mm.
At a point in time, if he's a strong, responsible, reasonable, hardworking man that can make his living, the woman will surrender all these things in due course. That's my opinion. That's how I work.
Okay.
You know, so no matter what the woman has before she comes into your family, it's not your business. If you want to go ahead with it, let her go ahead with it. And it's not left the woman to make use of her sixth sense. Don't abort the marriage because you made that demand. But keep him seated and talk to him. Look at his face straight and say, hey, man, we are starting this thing on a clean slate. Let us just work it out. But if he insists, he should reconsider the situation, man, because it's like that guy came to dig gold.
Okay, all right, Kevin.
That's my opinion about it.
Thank you for sharing your opinion. Ngozi is in his solo. Hi, Ngozi.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you. The situation at hand, Sandra, I think God really showed the woman a red flag.
Okay.
He just used that guy's years to tell you the kind of man you are going to spend the rest of your life with. So it's just left for her to take that decision whether to continue or to quit.
Okay.
But many times, I don't know why when women fell in love or whatever thing they do think. And sometimes we lose our sense of reasoning. There is no way the human being would first give you, like, is giving you an option for a marriage that you, both of you, are going into partnership or going into this marriage thing. And the person is not giving you an option how the marriage will work or it will not work. For me, as I said, that lady, what kind of man does she want in a marriage? What kind of marriage does she aspire to have as a woman? If you want to live a marriage of deceit and lies, then she can go ahead. But if you want, and what do you want in your career as a woman? Because definitely this kind of man is a career killer, Sandra. He's a dream killer. He will never want you to grow beyond him. So if she will put up with this kind of man, then she should go ahead. But if not, a broken relationship is better than a broken marriage. She has not gone far. You can just tell the family, return back this guy's money and move ahead with your life. This thing doesn't worth it. Even the second last caller, Sandra, the man that said the woman will surrender. What really made men think that woman will always surrender her property to a man? Who gave that law? I don't understand. Or that kind of thinking. Nobody is surrendering anything. As in, despite the, for the fact we are husband and wife, already what belongs to me belongs to you. And that is the way it should be, Sandra. The one I bought a land, Sandra. Funny enough, my husband went to pay for it and he put my name on the paper. He had the opportunity to have put his name because he went to pay, but he put my name on the paper. So I don't know why a man should be worried about the name of the person in a property that a person even acquired before you married her. Talk more of the one that she would get when she's inside the marriage. So we should stop all this kind of thinking. What happens, Sandra, if that man has gone tomorrow and said, I'm not interested in the marriage? So what happens to the lady's property? Let's even put it like that.
Okay.
So I don't know. The thing is left for her to choose what she wants in a marriage. It will not be a girl because whatever anybody may say may not really work for her. But it's her own conviction. Mm-hmm. The kind of marriage she wants and the kind of home she wants would actually help her decide in this case.
All right, Ngozi, thank you very much for calling. We've got Ade. Is Ade your name?
No, I am Adept.
Okay, I saw Adept, but I wasn't sure if that was correct.
Yeah.
What do you think should happen here, Adept? Good evening.
Because I really like what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah, it makes me like somehow funny, just so funny, because I don't know why some people will be thinking this way, that, you know, you can just tell somebody, oh, yeah, just turn all what you've gotten, your account, your money, your house, turn it to me. You know, it sounds a little... so funny, in my own opinion, because I mean, you met this man. Why don't you be kind of proud of the kind of look at my wife? God did my wife, because if it was the one, I'll be proud of her. Oh, I mean, I met my wife. My wife already there, and this and that. I wish in her price. She wants to go. I mean, once you marry her, she belongs to you. So there's no way she'll be, I mean, she can use her money and spend on you too. She can buy stuff for you, you guys. I mean, it's not that turn it right now become my name, you know, put, I mean, it's just sad. But the woman is lucky anyways, you know, to have seen this earlier enough. Because, I mean, I don't think that man is really a good guy. He's not even...
But is it early? Is it early? They've already done introduction. Traditional marriage is on the 28th of December.
Yeah, it's very early, because if some men will wait, once they tie the knot, they will now tell you, oh, this is what it will happen, so what will you do? That will be too late, but now it's just introduction, so you can still have time to say, no, I won't accept this. I mean, you are not married to him yet, according to law. So, I mean, because even traditional marriage, they will still ask you, are you sure you want to marry this man? Or you want to marry this woman? So they will still ask you. That means it's not done and dusted. So it's early, in my own opinion. So, I mean, what I would advise the woman, she should just do away with the man. Like,
run for her life.
Man. It's just, you know, it's just, she's lucky, I would say so.
All right,
because, I mean, if you marry the woman, I mean, the house belongs to you. The woman does not need to turn it over to you. What you have belongs to her. What she has belongs to you. If I buy anything, it's yours. If I buy a car, you can, oh, I want to use your car. And I want to, like me, personally, I'm married. I mean, I have, most of the things I do through my wife account. Sometimes if I want to save money, I put it in an account. Because it's protected safe. There. Kind of. I love using her. Even I want to buy something, I love using her name, kind of. You know, so I don't see any like that.
All right, Adept, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. It's interesting that Adept and some of the men who have called in are saying this, some of the women as well, because you have a lot of Nigerians, men and women, who tell single women, oh, don't, you know, have a car, don't drive a car, don't live on your own, don't invest in property, etc., because you don't want to chase men away. And where does it come from? It comes from the same cup that this particular situation comes from, where a man would say, oh, the property you have before we're married, once we're married, turn it over to me. Now, you know, does it also come, is the reason also that perhaps a lot of men know that the property they have before the marriage, they will not think of it as it's also my wife's. That's why they need the official documents to say, now you get this property. That's why they need to be turned over. Could that be why? Because if it's as simple as, what is mine is yours and yours, what is yours is mine, you wouldn't need paperwork to say such, right? But perhaps they know that for themselves, what is theirs is not really yours because it has their name on it, you know? So, I don't know. Am I making sense? Is what I'm saying making sense? 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Hi.
Hi. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Hi. My name is Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Okay. So my contribution will be that the lady should... I mean, this is a red flag already for her.
Okay.
A man, biblically, is supposed to be the sole provider for the home. It's not a debate of whether your wife has anything. You know, your wife is not even supposed to bring anything. She's supposed to help. It's called an helpmate, not it's not a corporate organization, it's not a corporate affair. So what she owns, funny enough, she owns this really pretty early. That's pretty commendable for her. And I mean, I celebrate her for this that she has done at this age. Mm-hmm. And I think the man should just move on with his life. The girl is not a match for him. He can get somebody younger that, you know, obviously looks up to him for everything. That's been my contribution.
All right, Joy. Now, of course, if you know me, if you listen to this show, you know that I don't agree that a man should provide for his home. We don't live in biblical times anymore. And even during biblical times, you had women who were businesswomen. You had women who were, you know, taking care of their families as well, you know. So I'm not one of those people who will say to you that a man should provide everything in the family. I'm a firm believer in equality. I'm a firm believer in, you know, everybody do your bit in the family to keep things moving. I also believe that, you know, in today's Nigeria, in today's world, period, there's simply no room for a one-income household. Maybe I should make the kids debate that next week. But I believe that, you know, there's no room for a one-income household anymore. Things are expensive. Have you tried to buy gas recently? It's too expensive. How are you going to live on one person's salary cooking with gas and trying to buy beans and trying to buy crayfish? It's really, really expensive. So I'm not a believer in, you know, a man should provide entirely for the house, especially if we are trying to get the world to treat women as equal as men. You can't have equality if you're saying, oh, there are some things that, you know, are for men and there are... No, I think all things are for everybody. If we're saying, you know, raise the kids the way the women are expected to raise the kids, if we're saying do house chores the way women are expected to do house chores, then we should also be saying to women, you know, pay the bills in the family, pay the rent, pay the school fees, pay for food, pay for maintenance around the house, all kinds of things, you know, pay for whatever it is that you can afford to pay for in the household. That's my personal philosophy. We've got a message on WhatsApp. This one is from OC Door in Agege. He says, Sandra, I'm a man. Hearing this from that guy is very annoying to me. The guy just debased manhood. Instead, he should have the mind of being together in marriage with a lady. He's subtly deceiving a means coming into her life to take all of her things and ruin her life. It's a red flag. It's a revelation to this woman whom her fake husband to be is. That guy is evil. Okay. All right. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. S. Ezekwesili on social media. We're going to take more of your thoughts when we come back from this commercial break. So don't go away. Don't step away from your radio. But even if you are, you can keep watching on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, or listening via our website, nigeriainfo.fm. You can also just simply download our mobile app, really, to be playing in the background. You can be doing other things while the app is playing in the background. The Nigeria Info app. Go to your app store, Google, Apple, download the app and keep listening wherever you are.
We're back. We are back.
We're back on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
It's 5:33. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. If you're just joining us, hello. Welcome to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This show starts every weekday at 3 o'clock. We bring you three of the biggest stories once it's 3 o'clock, the stories that broke for that day. So you've been in the office all day, you're like, okay, what's happening in Nigeria, in case you're not plugged into social media. This is where you tune in at 3 o'clock to find out. You talk about it with me and then we move on to 4 o'clock where we bring you something different every day. But for now, we're bringing you debates. We're bringing you debates by secondary school students, and they are fire. If you've not listened, if you've not caught any episode, you can go to our website, nigeriainfo.fm, and listen again. You can also watch it if you'd prefer, because we stream every show on this station on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, and YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Then at 5 o'clock, depending on the day, we're interviewing a big guest, a big name, or we're talking about some policy issue, or we're talking about some social issue. Like this lady, 28 years old, has a traditional wedding coming up on the 28th of December and says to us that the man she's about to marry said to her after finding out that she has land and houses and she's a landlady and she's collecting rent, says to her, well, after we marry, baby, you're going to transfer your land, the deed of your land, you transfer it to my name, and then the account where the tenants will be paying their house rent will be my account, no longer yours. And this woman is saying, yo, I've been lucky at life. When I was 20 years old, I did my NYSC. I got a job immediately after. I've been earning $250,000. I come from a decent enough family, so nobody's depending on me for anything. The rest of the family members are doing well. You know, I spent some years, 3 years, to installmentally pay for a land, and I developed that land and I built these houses. And, you know, I've done introduction with this guy, but I don't think it's possible for me to do what he's asking me to do after we're married. And she's asking us how she should go about this, you know, and not offend the guy. How should she say to this guy, what you're asking me to do is not possible, but I would still like marry you, if, of course, I'm going to go ahead and marry this guy. Now, a lot of people who have called into the show so far before the break have said to this girl, run. Well, not girl, she's a woman, she's 28 years old. So this woman, run for your life, man. Like, run for your life. This man has shown his true color. This is not how to do it. But we've had a particular caller who has called in to say, well, you know what, there are ways to go about this thing. You can actually sit down and have a conversation with this man and say to this man, well, this is not something I want to do. What is mine is yours. But, you know, if you want us to, like, have the same document or whatever, it's going to be after we're married, you know. So whatever we acquire together as a couple, that will belong to both of us. But I'm not comfortable doing this that you're asking. The man also said that if the man had played his cards right, after they marry, the woman would have signed over the property to him anyway. So the thing is that the man is faster than his shadow. You know, this is not how it used to be done. That's what that caller said. Now, I wonder if you agree. So far, he's the only voice. I've not checked WhatsApp yet, so I don't know what people are saying on WhatsApp, but I'd like to hear what you have to say. 0700-993-993-993 is the number to call if you are a man. If you're a woman, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening.
My name is Bukwe. I'm calling from Lagos.
Welcome, BC.
Okay. I'd just like to quickly contribute that that man is a gold digger. Okay. He's a thief. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
Because the lady has had to acquire this thing, you know, with her sweat. And all you're after is for her to just sign off everything to you simply because she married you. No, I don't think it's right. And it's not too late for her to call off the wedding, really. Because I doubt if she'll find happiness in that home. That's the truth. The man is just after her money. The signs are clear, very, very clear, except if she doesn't want to admit it, really. You know, because, well, my own family, as a typical, as an example, I know some assets we got, and we run more like a joint account. And nobody cares about what nobody does. Just explain, oh, I did this, I did that, and we are fine. You know, so I feel in terms of even finance in the home, there should be openness.
Right.
Not where one person is contributing and the other person is all about, you know, just taking and taking and taking. I don't think it's what exactly are you bringing to the table? What is this man bringing to the table? Nothing. Just for her to change the documents to his name,
right.
Or he should start collecting rent because he's a man. No, I don't think that's right. If the lady is listening, it's not too late to call off the wedding. You always get a better man out there. Thank you.
All right, BC, thank you very much. Emmanuel Insurulere is a first-time caller. Hi, Emmanuel.
Yeah, Sandra, good evening.
Good evening. Welcome. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm happy to get you today. I don't know why everybody is just looking, facing the same direction.
Okay.
I'm married with 13 years.
Okay.
For 13 years, and it took me 3 years for me to convince my wife to change her bank account name to my own name. I don't know if you understand.
Okay.
And it took the effort of me not transferring money to her previous name before she went to open that account name in my name. So for the house that the husband is saying she has to change her name, he has to change it to his name. She will still be bearing her name, but just the surname. If it's Stella, you can just change it to Stella, then the man's name. Why not everybody think towards that direction, other than
it's not a surname problem. It's a change it from Sandra Ezekwesili to Emmanuel Goloshima or whatever, you know? It's not about Sandra or Goloshima, it's changed the deed to your name.
They can change it to Sandra Emmanuel.
But can I ask?
And everybody's saying the red flag, saying she should run away. And I said, like mine, it took me 3 years, and you even took the effort of me not transferring money to her father's to her previous name.
Now, if you don't mind my asking, what was wrong with her having an account that didn't have your name?
She didn't have anything traced to me. My kids were all bearing my name. Only her, she bearing her previous name.
Okay.
She has nothing traced to me. She was still bearing, all her certificates were still in her previous name. All her certifications were still in her previous father's name.
Mm.
So how do I even know you are even my wife?
You wake up with her every...
In my name.
Okay. Okay, all right, Emmanuel, thank you for calling. See, I wanted to go off on that, you know, tangent, but if we enter that road, we're not going to come back. So let's stay on this conversation because, good Lord. Onyi is in transit. Hi, Onyi.
Hi, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome.
Yeah, I want to participate.
Okay. What do you think?
I think the man is a big-time gold digger. Once the lady succeeds in changing everything to his name,
mm-hmm.
the man is either going to leave the woman or he will start doing things to frustrate her. Mm-hmm. You know?
Okay.
So she shouldn't even think of it as an option. Like, should I? If it is me, the moment you have already, gone to that direction, I'm done with that. Thank you.
Onyi, thank you very much. Peter from Ojo says, Sandra, it could be that the man is testing his fiance's level of submission. The Bible talks about a woman submitting to her own husband in everything. At least the man told her the truth of what he has, so I think she should not fail the test. Peter from Ojo with that message. All right, Peter, thank you very much for your message. We've got more messages on WhatsApp. Let me try to take a couple more before we come back to the phone lines. Our WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Joe from New Delhi, that's in India, says the man is very wrong to discuss the matter when they are not yet married. He should have waited until after marriage, if there's even a reason to do that. I married in 2016. It was early this year that my wife changed her surname to my name. So that man is just being greedy to request for that. All right. Thank you for your message. More messages off of social media now. We've got Josh Stone, who says, to me, it could be another way of the guy telling her that he's no more interested, so he doesn't know how to go about it. So he's choosing to use this method. Anyway, she should run for her life while singing, the Lord has saved me. Morrison Wachuku says, she has to be ready to lose him. And secondly, there's no escaping from hurting him, but he will get over it. All right. Let's come back to the phone lines then. 99.3, hello.
Hey, my name is Shinoayo.
Shinoayo, good to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you. I'm coming from Yaba.
Okay.
I listened to this conversation last week and I was like, man, this guy is a thief. How can a man be asking a woman to transfer ownership of a house that she built before you met her to your name? That's absurd. That's not reasonable at all. That man is a thief. The lady should just run for her dear life. The lady should just run for her dear life. I'm in a relationship now for 8 years. I'm getting married next month. But
congratulations.
It doesn't sound weird. I will not tell my wife that all what she has acquired to transfer it's my name. The man should be happy that his future is saved. The future of his children are saved. Because that woman is industrious. If she's not, she won't that have seen what she has achieved within a short period at her age. That lady should just run for her dear life. That's my thing. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Omotunde is in Magodo. She's a first-time caller. Hi, Omotunde.
Hello, Sandra. Wonderful job you're doing there.
Thank you.
Well, honestly, most oftentimes you forget one thing, that we're all from a certain background.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're marrying into any family, it's very, very important for you to first of all source for the background.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
There are going to be handwritings on the wall, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
We have backgrounds of some families that, you know, they're sadistic, they're bullies. Obviously, this man is a bully because, I mean, we have armed robbers that don't have guns. This man is a, obviously an armed robber without a gun. But I think the first thing she needs to do, right, if she wants to stay, because I think all the parameters have not been laid out. Is she pregnant? Why is she holding on? If she were pregnant, I would say, okay, fine. Perhaps because she's pregnant, she doesn't want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's pregnant, then there are, of course, new leeways she could, you know, explore.
Mm.
Looking for other people to talk to him, or perhaps if this man is willing to go for counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Because counseling does a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
It brings out those things that you are very deep. Perhaps his father was like that to his mom, or perhaps, you know, family members have been doing this way in their own family. So it is obvious that this man is just concussive. It's something that's been embedded in their family.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we women, you know, when we fall in love, these days, I don't know, the younger ones, I thought they fall in love with their eyes open. This one is closed eyes. You know, you do have a right to leave a relationship. That's number one. You do have a right to have a broken heart.
Mm-hmm.
But know that your broken heart can still be mended, you know, by anybody that's going to come up again.
Mm.
And that, you know, your finances are not meant to be completely personal. You have been very truthful to this man about your finances and your liabilities as well. But whichever way it is, my thought on this is that there's so many ways to skin a cat. The first thing is that you don't have to leave the man. You know, if you suggest the counseling for him, you know, having a word with him and telling him that, see, this thing doesn't look nice, doesn't sound right. And you can talk to some family members or some friends who might want to talk to him if you still really want to keep on to this relationship. Another thing, of course, you can do, you know, is perhaps send him things that would give him a bit more enlightenment. You know, because sometimes leaving a person does not mean that you have schooled the person. You might leave him, he's going to do the same thing to another man, to another woman.
Mm-hmm.
But then you would not have done something that is weighty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give him a sort of education, right?
Okay.
Educate him. If he's willing to be educated and there's a change, of course, I mean, you can go ahead. But if he's not willing to be educated, then it means that he's just a natural bully and perhaps he runs on the family. That's just my thought. Thank you. All right,
Obotunde, thank you very much. I quite enjoyed listening to you. I do hope that you call us more often. There's an anonymous caller on the line. Hello, good evening.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Now, woman, we don't build us. I want to marry now. So, you know, I'd like to stay anonymous. And I'm saying this because I probably will make reference to my personal life during this conversation.
That's
so
fine.
Let me just get straight to it. That, first of all, that man is an insecure man, really. I mean, so for a long time, even up to now, when I got married, right, my wife was anyway bad. I wish I could put the exact figures out there, right? But that's not to say I wasn't any well. I was comfortably well as well. But guess what? Each time there's an increase because of the industry my wife is in the tech industry, and then she's a guru. She finished with the first class.
Blood money that, people.
That. Each time she got an increase in salary, the trend has shown that within the next 6 months, somehow for some reason, my salary will be increased too.
Oh.
So, I mean, there's a grace, and I'm talking from a spiritual kind of angle now. There's a grace that this kind of women carry. The man should have seen this woman. A woman that is industrious. You're marrying a woman that has value. Get into this marriage. I can bet you that everything that you do will multiply. It's a given. So I don't know why you're uncomfortable. You're feeling threatened that this woman has done well. Come on, man. That man needs to step up, get his, I don't want to use the some word, but get yourself together and go to work and work. Why are you relying on somebody else to help work? Sweat. After how many years? You just want to carry everything and put everything on your name. That man should be ashamed of himself. Thank you very much, Sandra.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We'll take one final call from Onose, who is calling from Anthony Village. Onose, welcome.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
On this issue, I just want to say that A caller just said there is a robber that has no gun. You are not too sure about that. And my biggest fear is that this man might end up abusing this woman when she goes into this marriage.
Okay.
Because even if she does what she is demanding now, he's going to end up demanding more and more. It looks like these days there are many gold diggers out there. So the woman should, even if she's pregnant, at least she knows that the man is the father of that child. She should just run for her life, take care of the child if she's pregnant when she gives birth. And not go into an abusive marriage, because this kind of marriage can end up being abusive, because the man is a gold digger and we do anything to make her to succumb once she becomes his wife.
All right, let's leave it at that. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you to everyone who's contributed. The good thing about situations like this is it's not just this 28-year-old woman who is in that shoe. There are, I mean, we have over a million Lagosians listening to Hard Facts, right? In that number, there are several women and men who may be in this situation as this 28-year-old woman. So they're all listening to you and they're all learning from you. And I thank you for your time and your wisdom. Tomorrow, we're going to have a conversation about these companies that loan money to people and then send WhatsApp messages alerting everybody that somebody's owing and you are the collateral. How do you feel about that? 5 p.m., let's have that conversation. At 4 o'clock, we'll have another debate right here. At 3 o'clock, we'll take a look at the biggest stories that break tomorrow. You can find me on social media as S. Ezekwesili. S. Ezekwesili. That's my name on social media, Sandra Ezekwesili. Until tomorrow, when we meet again, stay here for the news at the top of the hour. After the news, we have conversations with Rufai Useni. Always fantastic stuff. Those were your Hard Facts, Lagos. Have yourselves a fantastic, fantastic evening.